something for the weekend. Good morning. This is Trina Mara and we've got the skin nerd Jennifer Rock on the line. Now, this lady has become so famous in the world of beauty. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Trina. How are you?
Great. Do you ever get a bad skin day or does that ever happen in your world?
Of course, I think that's the reality of everything that I represent, is that it's not supposed to be flawless. It's not supposed to be Instagram-worthy filter, that we all are just craving to have healthy skin, whatever that looks like for you, whatever your genetic predisposition is, and then just teaching people as to what to use and what not to use, so that it's almost like a form of self-care, bearing in mind that the skin is an organ, so many different elements tend to impact it. We're not completely in control of it. What can we do to try to have it as healthy as it possibly can be? Because it is the barrier from the outside world. So I think it's more of a health angle that obviously then benefits aesthetically, but more the health angle is what I'm keen to promote.
Oh, lovely. So you started this such a long time ago. When did you, do you remember first kind of being a bit obsessed with skin, Jennifer?
You know, I have been obsessed with skin for nearly as long as I can remember. I recall as an early teenager, before Boots was in Ireland, my mum driving me across the border at that stage, and we went to Boots and we kind of did an entire trip, and just I fell in love with the concept of the cleansing ritual. And I suppose for my teenage years then I actually suffered with my own skin, so I think that's why that gives me quite a lot of empathy when people contact to say that I don't feel good on my skin, or I won't leave their bedroom without makeup on. It's a defense force for them. And so trying to educate people and relate to people to say that, you know, that's okay, but let's try and help it that you don't feel you have to hide behind your own makeup, and let's talk about why do you get the spots, what's triggering the dryness. A lot of the time people say I've tried everything, but it's more it's like me saying to you, I go to the gym and I've tried everything, but if I didn't have someone to guide me, I've probably tried but maybe not done the right technique, or maybe I just don't quite know what I'm doing. And I think that's where skincare is a freaking minefield. Honestly, even though, like everyone, I'm working from home, I don't spend 15, 20, 30, 40 minutes in the morning on my skin. It's about 120 seconds and probably similarly at night. So it doesn't have to be as complicated or as fearful, and definitely does not have to be as expensive as many tend to think.
Oh, this is it now. This is exactly, you've hit the nail on the head, Jennifer. A lot of people think that I need to spend an absolute fortune and I need to have 55 products to use every day. What, in your opinion, are the essential products and what's the essential routine we should all be doing?
So for me, it's quite simple with regards to steps. So if you remember when we would have been growing up, it would have been cleanse, tone, moisturize. And there were brands out there that really kind of personified that step-by-step process. So I actually am a bigger fan of double cleansing, which sounds a little bit more tedious, but it's honestly just that you would have a quick cleanse before your thorough cleanse. I don't know what kind of a person you are, but the way I tend to wash my dishes is I'll rinse my dish really quickly before I put it in the dishwasher, and it tends to get a better rinse. So that's kind of the analogy I use for dishwashing and for washing your face. You give a little kind of a quick cleanse, and then your second cleanse is a good 60 seconds, really thorough, all over. It takes the day away. Or if you do it in the morning, you're really preparing your skin throughout the day, because at night, a lot of skin cells tend to exfoliate. Your skin is regenerating itself. There's quite a lot of secretions on the surface of the skin that tends to happen during the day. Then secondly, it's the serum. So in lieu of a moisturizer, which was, I suppose, the trends a couple of decades ago, serums are just lighter weight versions of moisturizers, which means that they can penetrate in further. Bearing in mind that the skin is an organ, it's actually designed not to penetrate anything in. So you need a lot of technology and just those clever chemistry to be able to ensure that you get the active ingredient that can actually change the health of the skin, change the color, change the texture, change the clarity, change the healing ability. You need those ingredients to get in. And if they can't get in, then they're just sitting on the top like a lid, whereas we want them underneath. Okay. And then SPF. I know on this island of ours, sitting here on a day that maybe isn't so beautiful outside, but the reality is that that daylight that we have 365 days of the year, not just the sunny, heated, beautiful days midsummer, they do have a negative impact from a health perspective, obviously, and then also from an aesthetic perspective if you are exposing yourself to a lot of light. And that's even while you're indoors, unfortunately, not to be the bearer of bad news and not to scaremonger, but just to give awareness. It can lead to pigmentation, which is kind of like freckling and dark mottling. It can lead to broken capillaries, which manifest as redness. And I suppose just accelerated aging, so looking a little bit older than your years. So Trina, honestly, it's cleanse quickly in the morning, then a true cleanse thereafter. So two cleanses in the morning. Okay. A serum, ideally with vitamin A or C in it. I could do a whole session on that. Maybe that's not for today, but that's what you're to look out for. And then SPF. And then going to bed at night, the really good news is you can use the same cleanser as the morning. you can use the same serum as the morning. You don't need an SPF going to bed. So you don't really have to invest as much as people think. Like you said, 60 odd products, and like, you know, you don't need all that stealthy, crazy amount of products. You really don't. Just simple, effective, results driven does the job.
Okay, you don't need an extension on the house to store all the products as well.
We could try. You could see. Imagine that on the application form to the bank. I would like to have a skin wardrobe, please.
Now, when you say a cleanser, Jennifer, do you mean a cream cleanser or like a gel wash or kind of a face wash?
Either or. I tend to find that there's almost an epidemic of over-exfoliation. But by and large, washes will have ingredients that are slightly more exfoliating, slightly more astringent. Ultimately, they mop up oil more. And sometimes that can give you like that short-term satisfactory feeling that you feel squeaky clean. But if you ever feel squeaky clean, if you're using any product that makes you feel like that, I would argue that it's taking the natural oils that are there away. So it's kind of like if you think if you're polishing a wooden table, you know, you want to obviously clean it, but you don't want to take any of the natural kind of residue. You want to look after the table. And that's the same way with skin. We're overdoing it. So it's actually about simplifying it. 2021, the trend, if you will, is called skip care. So it's about making it less and just a bit more impactful. So I'm a bigger fan of endorsing or encouraging people to use really lightweight cleanses that give back to the skin. Anyone that's kind of heard me talk before in the past will know that I always describe skincare to a dinner plate. So bear with me, right? But we all know that we're supposed to have, you know, our carbohydrates every day, a certain amount of fats every day, a certain amount of protein every day, drink our water every single day. And we know that all of those elements help us to be the healthiest humans we can be. And it doesn't actually matter if you identify as a man or a woman, if you're 12 or 92, regardless. Those key ingredients inside are like the baseline of a healthy us. And then after that, some people take supplements, some people don't, some people need more protein than others, and so on and so forth. But the basis is similar. And that analogy is probably the best and most powerful analogy in skincare. So rather than getting distracted by all the celebrity endorsements and all the crazy steps you can use, the checklist of ingredients, if I can encourage anyone to look to see what they have themselves at home, or when they're considering replenishing to see what it is that they might need that they're missing at the moment. And cleanser is a cleanser. I'm a fan of probiotic cleansing. Just gives the good bacteria back to the skin. Hyaluronic is an ingredient that has become quite trendy of late. We all have it, Trina, and then from 30 onwards, it tends to diminish. So I'll leave that up to you when you figure you should start taking or using it.
40 next month.
Yeah, but it's just, I suppose, an ingredient that is like chucking water at your face, but it actually can penetrate in. So it just gives moisture, it gives kind of hydration, it gives a dewy glow. Vitamin A genuinely is the game changer in terms of skin health. So that'll be the one I would consider researching, looking up online. Anyone ever has any questions, they can always ask us, of course. But it's the one that really, whether I've worked alongside dermatologists or whether I've worked alongside plastic surgeons in my past, they all tend to agree that that's the key ingredient, to be honest. Yeah. And then SPF, protect. So just protect against the future, like I said. And then other things are like, you know, the sheet masks and hydrating masks and toners and spritzes. They're all kind of additional. But if you have those key ingredients in your skincare inverse commas diet every single day, then, you know, after a month or so, you will see changes, because it's about putting back into the body what the body needs, as opposed to buying the prettier kind of more celebrity endorsed products just for the sake of it. Unless you have the base right, you're not maybe really helping your skin as best you could. And that's okay, because it is confusing out there.
Jennifer, you mentioned there about before Boots came to Ireland and you'd go up north with your mum to go and get your favorite beauty products. I think when people go into a shop like that and they're picking out what they need, sometimes we tend to go for whatever is on offer. Or say, for example, you would normally have oily skin, but they didn't have it in stock at the time. You just grab whatever. That's the worst thing to do, isn't it? You should just wait until they have it in stock, the one that you need.
Yeah, I think the reality is trying to find a regime that actually makes a difference to your skin and staying true to it. If you chop and change too much, it's not going to serve your skin well. Now, in saying that, if you try a brand and the only thing it does for you is, inverse commas, not react, like that's such a common answer for people. So I'll say, like, why do you love that brand? Or, you know, what is it that you see the difference with your skin when you're using it? And the reply that I typically get is, well, it's fine with my skin. It doesn't react. That's not enough. There are brands out there for similar prices that you can get more value for your money that will help change the clarity in your skin, just the general brightness. You know yourself, as you said earlier, do I get a bad skin day? We all know what our good skin day and our not so good skin day tends to look like. So it's about trying to just work with ingredients that are putting back into the body, like the broccoli of your skin. You know, you don't see a difference overnight, but after a month or two, you can feel the difference if you're being, you know, really strict with it internally. the same analogy applies externally. So I would encourage people to find a brand that works for them with the ingredients that, like the checklist I just went through. Take a photograph, you know, on day one, and it's just for yourself. It doesn't have to be for your Instagram, you know, profile or for your WhatsApp profile picture, anything. It's just to take a photograph in daylight with your skin, nothing on it, and just see, you know, what do you see? Do you see a little bit of brownness? Do you see open pores? Do you see a little bit of redness? How's your skin responding? And after a month, you should see some changes in order to know that that product is truly actively working on your skin, as opposed to just pacifying and hydrating it. Mm. And that's where skincare has evolved, that it can do a little bit more than it was able to, say, when I was younger.
Jennifer, how can we find you on social media? And I'm definitely getting you on again. We've loads more to talk about, but we're running out of time. I want to talk about the book and everything. We'll have you on another day. So what? How can we follow you on social media?
So the brand is The Skin Nerd. So you can find us on theskinnerd.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. And honestly, any question you have, example, if you got different products from different people over the last few weeks for presents and you're not sure how to use them or how to mix them in with what you have, you can honestly send us a message or an email and the team will come back to you. So we are there first and foremost for education. And then our own brand is skingradiants.com, which is a year and a half old. And honestly, the amount of support we've had from it from fellow Irish people just getting behind us as a brand right now has been insane. But same thing, any questions, not specific to our brand, just fire them over.
Okay, listen, you're very good. Thank you so much, Jennifer Rock there, the Skin Nerd. Did you get enough info there? I think we learned quite a bit, and we'll definitely talk to you again. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.